Friends, I welcome you to Pragyabani, an initiative by Odisha State Open University, Sambalpur. I, Dr. S.K. Maharana from Odisha State Open University, welcome you once again to this particular presentation. I'll be happy to make a presentation before you with regard to offering of the Diploma in Entrepreneurship Development by Odisha State Open University. This Diploma in Entrepreneurship Development is of 1 year duration, comprising of 2 semesters. In each semester, you will be having 4 papers. Like that, in the entire 1 year diploma, you will be having 8 papers all total. The objective of this Diploma in Entrepreneurship Development course is to familiarize you with the concept and overview of entrepreneurship with a view to enhance your entrepreneurial talent, to impart knowledge on the basis of entrepreneurial skills and competencies, to provide you with necessary inputs for creation of new business ventures, to explore new vistas of entrepreneurship in 21st century environment, to generate innovative business ideas. Now we'll discuss regarding the concerned papers in the first semester. The first paper is regarding Introduction to Entrepreneurship, where you'll be offered with the facility to learn about the types and functions of entrepreneurs, role of entrepreneurs in economic development of the nation or the state, then achievement motivation, women entrepreneurship, rural entrepreneurship, and social entrepreneurship, etc. In paper 2, which is all about management concepts and organizational behavior, you will get all facilities to know about the management fundamentals like planning, organizing, staffing, directing, coordinating, and controlling. And these concepts will definitely help you in managing the organization successfully wherever you will be joining in future. And organizational behavior is the study of human behavior in organizational context. When you will be working in an organizational setup, you will be constantly and continuously interacting with people in the organization. This OB study will be introduced to you in 3 different levels. One is the individual level, second is the group level, and third is the organization level. In the individual level, you will be given exposures with regard to personality, attitude, perception, and such criteria. And in the group level, you will be discussing about the group cohesiveness, the group formation, and group dynamics, etc. And at the organizational level, we will introduce you to organizational change, organizational development, organizational conflict, organizational culture, and organizational climate, etc. The third paper is all about development of entrepreneurial skills. In developing entrepreneurial skills, you will be given an introduction to know all about developing the knowledge, the skill, the abilities, and the competencies of people in the organization. With regard to the competencies, as we know, competency of 2 different types. One is threshold competency, another is unique competency. Threshold competency, most of you are already having at your level, but developing a core competency or unique competency is a different proposition, which every entrepreneur is expected to know. And the fourth paper is all about business opportunity identification. Here, you will be taught about different tools and techniques of market survey, how to do the market survey, how to conduct a business plan or develop a preparation of business plan, technical feasibility, and financial viability, etc. Also, you will be given a chance to know about the startup policy framework and incentives given by the government from time to time. all these four papers will be there in the first semester itself, and first semester is comprised of total 16 credits. As you know, one credit is equivalent to 30 study hours, and all these four papers, each paper is comprising of 4 credits, 4 into 4, 16 credits, and 16 into 30 is 480 hours of time you will be required to spend in the semester 1. Like that, in semester 2 also, another 480 hours, 16 credit, the all total you will be required to spend 960 hours. In second semester, the first paper is Small Business Management. Here you will be given a chance to know about the need, importance, scope and significance of small business and its contribution to the economy as a whole. And small business, as you know, it has got a tremendous scope and opportunity in generating or offering employment to the people, those who need it. The next paper is all about institutional support system. So when you are planning to emerge as an entrepreneur, you will be required to know what are the institutions or organizations available, those who will be giving you adequate quantum of support in with regard to establishing your own venture. For example, the financial organization like your IDBI, State Bank, or maybe SIDBI, Small Industries Development Bank of India, NABARD, Exim Bank, Export Import Bank, and other organization, and various other finance support institutes are your DIC, District Industry Center, Small Industry Service Institute, etc. You will be required to be given with an exposure to know about all these support systems. The next paper is all about your business communication and ethics in business. Business communication is very essential for everybody, because when you are dealing with people, you must deal with effective communication, and you must reflect your utter care and concerns to your own customers. Your body language, etc., and business etiquettes are immensely important to know the things. And ethics in business is also equally important, because without being an ethical person, it is very difficult to run the business. When we are operating in a different kind of economy altogether earlier, in a closed economy or a regulated economy or a licensed economy, the scenario was different. But when you are currently operating under a competitive kind of environment, naturally you need to conduct your business in the most ethical manner possible in order to reap all benefits and place yourself in a good position. So ethics has got its own importance in every organization as in 21st century. The last paper in your semester 2 will be a project work or project assignment. So when you will be completing this diploma in entrepreneurship development, you will be required to carry out a project assignment which will be comprising of 4 credits. That means 30 into 4, 120 study hours. And with regard to your teaching learning process, you will be given class sessions or lecture sessions. Assignments will also be given to you so that you can solve many questions. Audio-visual presentations, multimedia presentations, CD presentations on important topics that will be dealt in your class besides your weekly counseling. And also we'll be supplying you with printed study material as well as online study material or open educational resources for your academic support. And with regard to your evaluation, you will be evaluated on a continuous basis, which will be comprised of 25% of the mark, and rest 75% of the mark you will be evaluated through your end term semester examinations. So that 25 and 75, all total 100% will be evaluated. This is the criteria, and when after completing this particular course successfully, you will have a tremendous scope and opportunity to have your own venture or small organization or small business organization of your own, whereby you will be capable enough to establish yourself very successfully in an organizational setup of your own. From job seeker, you'll be turn yourself into a job provider. Thank you.